Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's 710 ESPN, KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station. I'm Chris Morales, and welcome to Mason and Ireland Best of 2023. For the next 60 minutes, we're going to relive some of the best moments of the biggest show on the radio, and now, the longest-running two-man talk radio show in Los Angeles. The Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, made possible by our friends at ZipRecruiter. Big voice guy?
Powered by ZipRecruiter. Looking to grow your team in 2024? Right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Thank you so much. Let us begin the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023.
Comments countdown.
Here we go. It is Game of Games time. Out of curiosity, John, do you know who that is that's walking out of the studio right now?
That's Gabby Fried.
There you go. Okay.
I'm guessing you didn't know.
No, I did know. I just wanted to catch.
Right.
I wanted to catch you at not knowing because I knew who that was.
Yeah, you had no idea who that was.
No clue. You wanted John to say who that was.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Wrong.
I wish I would have. God, I just would have gone. I do. Who is it?
Yeah, that
I
should have.
I would have said Gabby.
No,
right?
No idea.
Oh, I totally.
No way.
You guys are. I know everybody in this building.
Yeah.
I can go grab three people back there.
By the way, okay.
Mostly because they're newer, but still.
Right.
Well, you're going to call them
20. No, I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
He grabs three people, $20,000 mythical money. You can't name all three.
Now, you're going to pick three impossible ones who've been there for 10
impossible.
Minutes.
There are people
that are new. You want to do it tomorrow when we get more time, or you want to do it today?
Sure, no, do it today.
No. Okay. I'm going to go grab. Can we hold Game of Games?
Yeah, hold Game of Games. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to grab three people.
Three people.
May be new, may not be
all right,
new.
So this is a test. I have facial blindness, by the way, so a lot of times, like Brad Pitt, I can't tell who somebody is because I have facial blindness, but I do know everybody for the most part in the building.
There is. This is going to be the easiest 20 grand I've ever made.
Grand, okay.
He's going to find somebody that I don't know on purpose.
No, he's not. All right. Greg, stand him right next to you.
Yeah, stand him
right.
Okay.
Greg, stand him right next to
these
you.
These are tough.
Okay. Now, bring the first one up.
Okay, first one.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, right now, wait a minute. Now, sir, what is your job here at ESPN LA?
What's up, guys? Marketing consultant.
Yes. Marketing consultant. Who is
what? OMC.
Okay. Who is it? What is his name?
Manny.
Manny.
Did he just say his name?
No.
Don't say your name.
No. Yes. I got that. Manny.
Okay.
No, he said it.
I totally got that.
Greg.
Yeah, he said his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm one for one.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay, so get the next. Manny, you screwed it up. Don't say your name, second guy. Don't say your name.
Guy,
all right.
I've met so many times.
What is your occupation?
Digital account manager.
Okay.
He works for Matt Burke, right?
Nick Riley, Albert O, David Kent.
All guys you don't know.
Yeah.
What's his name? Take a shot.
Scott.
Nah.
We've met many times.
We met many a time.
Right, what's your name, sir?
That's a little personal.
Yeah.
It's Ethan.
Ethan.
All right.
Okay.
So Ethan just cost you 20 grand in mythical money.
Damn it.
Thank you, Ethan. You want to try the third guy or give up?
Yeah, that's Albert. I know Albert.
Okay.
I see him all the time.
Well, Albert's here all the time.
Right. Albert. I always.
What does Albert do?
He is our assistant MC?
No, he's a regular MC,
are
right?
You an MC?
Albert, you're a marketing coordinator here, right?
Yeah. Digital marketing consultant.
Yeah.
Digital marketing. I didn't get the digital part.
Yeah. Well, you're one for three. And the reason you're one for three is Manny screwed up and said his name.
No, I got Albert.
Yeah, but
Albert
you didn't get Manny
and
you didn't get Ethan.
I went two out of three.
No, Manny gave you that one.
I can't help.
All right, well,
that.
You lost.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Fine.
Thank you for playing.
Guys, thank you very much.
Yeah, huge.
That is Manny,
by the way,
Albert, and the guy whose name I still
Ethan,
can't remember.
You just
Ethan.
Met him.
Yeah, I know.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Will you trust me to craft an email to or a tweet to Elon Musk in an attempt for you to get your blue check mark back for free.
Could this doom me? Could I wind up on Elon's bad list?
No, because the worst he could do is ignore you.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so just start this. Okay. At Elon Musk.
At Elon Musk, got it.
His E-L-O-N-M-U-S-K.
Yes.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Oh, no, I don't think
so. Stay with me here.
Line.
Yeah. I'm kind of a big deal.
Big deal.
Period. Not as big as Ron Burgundy, comma,
not
but close.
As big as Ron Burgundy, but close.
So I figure we go for humor there.
Yeah,
right?
Go for humor.
I have my own radio show and host the Culture Pop podcast.
Well, can you say Mason Island on ESPN Los Angeles?
I can, but I'll let you worry about that. I'm trying to get his check mark back.
I have my own
but like,
radio
will you get
show.
A better chance to get the blue check mark with Mason Island or Culture Pop podcast?
Either one.
Should I say on at ESPN Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay.
At Culture Pop.
Okay, are you ready for more? Because we only have a certain amount of characters here.
Yeah, correct. Culture Pop Podcast. Okay.
Can I please, in all caps?
Doesn't that seem desperate?
No.
All caps, no?
No, okay. It's nice.
Okay.
Have my blue check mark back. Question mark. Send it.
Any emojis we want to throw?
Oh, yeah. Let's put some emojis in there.
What emojis?
Put the one with the heart. Two hands make a heart.
No,
just kidding, man.
How about 100? The keeping it 100 thing.
Keeping it 100.
Look at Laura. Laura Romo is laughing at us. She's mocking us. She doesn't think this will work. If this works, I want full credit.
I gotta find the 100. I'm not a big 100 user.
Well, any emoji that
the hands, the
any
hand,
emoji
the
that
hands,
would be. Oh yeah, the
hands,
praying hands like this.
Hands.
Prayer hands.
Prayer hands. Put prayer hands up.
Okay, I'll go with prayer hands.
Now, do you want to just come out?
Maybe an eggplant.
No.
Is there an emoji for weed? He likes weed like you.
He does. I don't know if I've got a weed emoji. I've got the prayer hands.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Late crowd. We're just doing some. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right. So this is going to be fun.
Oh, this is so good.
All right.
This is so. Last night, I
if you do this,
drafts, I'm
yeah.
like, this is so delicious.
If you do this long enough,
yep.
Talk on the radio for a living.
Yep.
You're going to step in it.
Yep.
The biggest thing I ever stepped in, I think, I've stepped in it a lot, but was the day the Lakers signed Russell Westbrook, I said to everybody, you watch. Russell Westbrook's going to be one of the best things that ever happened to the Lakers. He will have them in the finals within 2 years.
Mm.
Disaster.
Yep.
I couldn't have been more wrong. I have something in mind for you.
Okay.
Let's see if it's the same. Worst you've ever stepped in it. Wrongest you've ever been.
Wrongest I've ever been. God, there's so many. I don't know. What do you think?
When you argued for an hour passionately that you'd rather have Yasiel Puig than Mike Trout.
Oh, that was so stupid. Yeah. I don't even think that was me. Yeah. Or I was not myself that day.
You were like, Mike Trout is boring. He punches the clock. He goes home. Yasiel Puig is the wild horse.
Office.
He's box office. He's flashy. And they have the exact same skill set. You watch. Yasiel Puig will have a better career. So
I wasn't here for that, but I was here for this.
Steve, who wins the AFC West this year?
Well, five words for you. I believe in Mark Sanchez.
Oh, no.
Not the same story.
That's fine, not the same story. It's funny every time. Every time.
So Bergman and I are big UCLA basketball fans. So we've watched Jaime Jaquez for 4 years, and he's great. He doesn't really have a weakness.
Nope.
He plays his ass off.
Yep.
He's kind of, though, he doesn't look like a true natural athlete. He's got a little Jokic in him in that way. So yesterday, Sedano came in. Sedano is in the league.
Yep.
You will hear the conviction in his voice when he talks about how there was no way Jaime Jaquez was going to go in the middle of this draft. Am I nuts to suggest that the Lakers should take Jaime Jaquez with that 17th?
Yes, you're nuts.
Wow.
Are you? No.
That's where he's projected to go, right?
No, no, he's not that good.
So, George, you know what the last mock draft I read?
I know. It was like he's like in the top 20.
Yeah, but you know who's taking him, according to Giovanni?
Who, the Heat?
The Heat at 18.
No chance.
Are you laughing in his face?
No, I'm telling Givoni.
I hope Hawkins goes. Givoni
is
invited to the green room, and if you're in the green room,
yeah, I hate to be that guy that's sitting there and they never say, you get the Aaron Rodgers treatment.
Givoni is great at the draft analysis. Like, he watches all these guys, he sees them, he can describe how good they are, what their skills are. The Miami Heat aren't taking Jaime Hawkins, bro. I'm just sorry. It ain't happening.
You know, John.
They're going to take the kid. They'll either take the kid from Kentucky, Wallace, or they'll take Prosper, the kid from Marquette. Watch.
With the 18th pick in the 2023 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Jaime Jaquez Jr. from UCLA.
George, welcome to the club.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
I mean, you can tell with some announcers what's going on. Like, I can tell when you're depressed during a game.
Right.
I can tell when you're in a really good mood during it's going well.
Like, one time I remember, like, we gave up a quarter where we were in Dallas.
Yep.
And we were outscored 50 to 12. They scored 50 points in a quarter. And I get like this. Luka, good again.
Yeah. Right, no. Just that.
And then I don't want to, I don't even want to give the score.
Yeah.
All right, back down, Tim Hardaway. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. It's totally true.
It's 38-0 run.
Yeah, right.
And Michael, like, well, geez, Ireland game's not over yet. Michael, the score is 60-24.
There's still 21 minutes left in this game. Michael always is like keeping hope alive.
Well, and he's guilty of the other thing, too. Like, the Lakers will go way up.
Yeah.
And Michael goes, this game's over, Ireland. I go, don't tell people this game's over. We want them to keep listening. He goes, well, they don't have to now. This game's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's funny.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
So how long do you need to be dating someone before you ask them out on Valentine's Day? Like, what? Because you don't want to present yourself as too pushy or too much of a reach. How do you know when it's like, hey, let's go out for Valentine's Day?
I think you're overthinking this. I'd go on a first date on Valentine's Day.
Oh, no, that's not.
I would.
No way. That's a terrible idea.
That's a huge commitment. That's a huge first date commitment.
Only if you don't live impression.
Only if you don't live up to it.
Wait. On your first date, you would say, let's go out on Valentine's Day?
Sure.
That's not the way it
when
works.
When did I meet her?
Well, apparently you just met her. If you're having your first date, you've not even had a date yet with her, and you're saying, let's go to Valentine's Day.
Go big or go home.
No. Why would
you're going home.
Why would the female in this situation, or male for Mace, why would they say yes on Valentine's Day?
Why wouldn't they?
Because
Valentine's
it represents
Day.
Right. A level of seriousness.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Look, I think loyalty is unbelievably underrated. Like Damian Lillard, maybe he's going to leave. Maybe he's going to stay. I have no problem
Mike,
if
he's
he stays.
Gonna leave, right?
He has to leave. If he wants to win a title, he has to leave.
Mike Trout,
won't think less of Damian Lillard if he stays and just finishes his career in Portland and never plays in a finals?
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah,
I think loyalty is very important in life, no matter 20 years, 40 years,
but
or
Pepe,
now.
It's a two-way street. They're not loyal to him. They could trade him tomorrow.
Yeah,
right, but there's something to be said. So I'll tell you out-of-school story. So John and I, about a year ago, I think, we signed our new contracts.
Yeah.
I had an offer to go somewhere else.
We heard the story before,
and I thought,
guys.
Have I told this story? I thought, you know what? No, I'm loyal to ESPN. I'm loyal to John. I'm loyal to the people I work with. And it might have been for a few dollars more, but it wasn't worth it.
But here's the thing. They wouldn't necessarily be that way to you. Like if our ratings went down or if our show started to suck, they would just say, we don't want you anymore.
I don't know. We got a piece of paper that says for at least 2 more years.
Right,
we're doing
but this. You know what I'm saying? And that's for this conversation for sports.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Pepe, how are you?
What do you want, Pepe?
I don't know. I don't know why you have the ability to talk.
What?
Good question.
All the good points I make, Pepe. You don't want to hear all the great ideas I have?
Are you kidding me? And again, you
but Pepe, is he not wearing the exact same thing he was wearing at the
Mandy's? I was just going to say something. I mean, like, Do you are you practicing for the musical of the Lion King?
What's wrong with my zebra pants, Pepe?
Jesus Christ.
These used to be popular in the 80s.
Well, it's...
Yeah, but I think you've been wearing them since the 80s.
Time has marched on, my friend.
Everything comes back
in
style.
I mean, you don't go to the Mandy's dressed like that, and I'm going to tell you why.
What, am I supposed to dress like a lounge singer like you?
Wait a second, you know? What? You know, people that voted for you out of pity are there to see you.
Yep.
The least thing that you can do is dress nice and then go out to the scenery and say thank you.
Oh, but you know, he didn't press the fresh like you and I did, Pepe. No. Michael popped in, popped out.
Yeah.
I know, but that's disrespectful.
Why?
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
So there is it's like a deck for people to know that is a PowerPoint that we send out to potential advertisers. And there's a slide for the blue review.
Okay.
And there's a slide with a picture in it, but it's just, look at that. It's just Greg in the slide.
Oh, just Greg.
And I said, guys, where's Clinton? And and Greg's got this amazing, it's a great picture of corporate Greg.
I need a new picture. Is it a good
really
one?
It really is. It's like the usual
suspects. Send that to me. I want a new picture.
Yeah, we should tweet it out. But there's, and I said, guys, where's Clinton?
Clinton? He looks like he's in the lineup for the usual suspects.
Why is Clinton not in the slide? And everybody in the room's like, I don't know.
Yeah, why is he not in the slide?
I don't. This is the first time hearing about it. I mean, maybe if he actually promoted it one time, then maybe.
I just know how to get it, right?
So you're upset that CY is
not upset.
Promoting
He does not. We've had the conversation
about
it.
He has not amplified the Blue Review. On his social media
I'm sure he's listening right now. Yeah, he needs to do it at least once a week.
Does he think he's too handsome to have to do that sort of stuff?
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, he'll call a hotline in a bit.
Oh, yeah, he will.
No, there's an alert that goes on from Julian to him. They're talking about you.
It's like the bat sign.
CY.
The big CY in the sky.
CY sign.
CY in the sky. That's perfect.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Listen, the best way to describe TT is to say that he's as smart as he is unathletic, which basically means that he's a genius.
can I back up for a second?
Yeah, I know it's coming.
Did you call him TT?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What does that refer to?
Oh, you guys don't call him TT?
No,
we are now. Why?
Yeah, TT.
I only call him TT. My kids call him TT.
Yeah, so that's really a great name that I'm glad is out there now.
Yeah, I didn't even realize I said it.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that refer to?
Well, my grandfather was Steve. My dad was Steve Jr.
Okay.
Stevie. And then I became TT because I was the third of the Steves. So everybody in my family calls me TT.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
I think that would be one of the great tributes. Like Vin Scully, is it Vin Scully Way, I think, is right at Dodger Stadium?
Right, when you drive in.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Abdul Court, I think, is over by the Forum. I drive by it when Kareem Court.
Chick Hearn has the street in front of Staples named after him. It'd only be a matter of time before somebody names a street after Kobe, if it hasn't happened already.
Sure.
Obama has his.
You know who has a street named after him?
Who's that?
No BS. In the Bahamas, there is a Michael Thompson Boulevard.
No.
I swear.
Really?
I love that.
Yeah. On a fairly major street.
Wow.
So,
Who's Googling that?
That's like the ultimate honor.
I just Googled it, yeah.
I was like, I hear the typing.
There's video of Michael Thompson Boulevard being unveiled in the Bahamas.
Mason, where do we petition so you can get your own street name?
Oh, God. Can you imagine? That would be the ultimate trip. I don't think you get a street until you're... Don't normally people wait to give you a street until you've passed on?
Oh, no, Michael's not dead.
No, Obama has one. Dead.
You can get one in Maumee, Ohio.
Maumee, Ohio.
Yeah. Who would get one first, Mason or Ireland?
Well, I already have a street.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, so you're behind.
I'm behind.
Where is
I'm
your
back.
Street?
My street is in St. Paul. Look it up.
We're all behind. Way.
Yeah, John Ireland Boulevard in St. Paul.
Is it after you, though?
Yeah.
I want to be fair and point out that there's an actor named John Ireland. Is that who the street is actually named after?
No.
Mason, you need to catch up.
It's right. It leads to the Minnesota State Capitol.
Why would you be in Minnesota?
Yeah, look,
why?
First of all, look it up.
Oh, because that's where the Lakers came from. Mm.
Exactly.
Well, okay, I'm sure you found a way to make that work. But St. Paul.
Yeah, no. Yeah, John Ireland Boulevard runs directly into the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul. So,
you're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
But, Mace, going back to what Morales was talking about in the open, how do you feel about, like, you clearly have been the biggest diva here. How do you feel about Kaplan moving in on your turf?
Seriously, how am I not still the biggest diva here? First of all, I invented diva. That's my thing. That's my whole act is diva.
See, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this anymore, Mason. I don't think you're a diva.
Wait a minute, Bergman, you've worked on both shows, so yes. your insight here would be more valued than like just some Joe off the street. Who is more needy, Kaplan or Mason?
See, here's the thing. Mason is not needy anymore. He's not the same guy that he was a few years ago. The biggest, neediest person on this station is easily Alan Sliwa.
No, it's not Alan Sliwa.
No, it's Kaplan.
It's Kaplan.
It's me over Kaplan.
In what way is Kaplan? Wait, okay, so the thing that makes Mason a diva is because he makes everything about him.
Correct. Kaplan, everything is about me.
Kaplan does that more than Mason does?
Oh, absolutely. Have you listened to their show before? Everything is about what Kaplan likes and what Kaplan doesn't like and what Kaplan is. He wants to give everybody robes. He has to do that. He has to stay in a doctor's house because he can't stay anywhere else.
Does he give everybody robes?
Yeah,
he did give everybody
He was supposed to give me one. He never got me a robe.
I have your robe in my house.
I wanted a robe and he never got me a robe.
Bergman just says he has your robe.
I have your robe.
Yeah, well, I don't have it in my – I was at the station. Nobody gave me my robe.
I can't go to the station, and when I can go to the station and you can go to the station, I can give you the robe. But Kaplan, like today, he wants to record something for somebody, which is great. And I said, hey, can you just do it during your show? We don't really have a lot of people at the station, and it's really busy. He goes, I don't know. I don't think I can. Just wait until your show at 4 o'clock. Totally easy to do.
So wait a minute. So let's line up some of the reasons why Mason would be considered a diva.
Yes.
If Kaplan doesn't get invited to something, is it the end of the world?
Oh, no, he won't care, actually.
Oh, see, Mason, I will care. I didn't get invited to Trudell's birthday party.
Right, and Mason will lord that over somebody forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I am offended that I was not invited. It was even at John's house, and I was not invited to it.
Okay, so Greg, how about this? If Kaplan has even the hint of a cold, is he out?
No, he'll actually push through. I'll give him that.
Okay, so wait a minute.
You're starting to turn me a little bit, okay?
Right. All right. Mason is easily still the biggest.
Yeah, who takes more days off? Me!
Mace, I'm standing up for you here. Kaplan can't even run in your league.
It's so funny. I feel like I'm standing up for Mason by saying he's no longer the diva that he used to be, and we're going away from him.
You're doing the opposite.
Right, but like you don't have a problem with things though. You're way more open to things. You listen. You don't just say, "Oh no,
it has to be my way or the highway." You get on the phone with me once a day and you say, "I got this idea, and then we do something else altogether."
Mason has fooled you to the end of time if you think he's listening. I can't believe you just said that. Greg, how many times on this show have I said, hey, you remember when we had Kim Kardashian on the show? Never been on this show.
Never been on the show.
Okay, Hub Arkish, who's been on the show? Absolutely not. Mason doesn't even
That's just a bad memory.
No, he doesn't even listen to the other person on the show.
Yeah, I don't even know they're there. I'm not even sure they're there.
I mean, you are really into your singing voice.
Hey, Scott Kaplan, become a real diva and then come for the crown. If you come at the king, you best not.
Okay, so you want to hear this? Here's a great diva story. It just happened this morning. I was doing my podcast, and an actress, a Broadway actress by the name of Kelly O'Hara, was on the show. She's won Tonys and all that kind of stuff, and she once starred as Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. And I played Henry Higgins when I was in high school. So what did I do? I said, Kelly, I want you to judge me this. I've grown accustomed to a face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune. She whistles night and noon. Her smiles.
Isn't it weird how you remember all that stuff?
Yeah, but I mean, who else gets on with a Tony-winning actress and actually
believes? And then makes it about him.
Yeah, and make it about me. That's quintessential diva behavior.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
What's going on at Greg Bergman's apartment? Bergman says there's a haunting going on. Bergman, explain.
So I really believe now that things have been happening for a while where I'll be in my room by myself and then there'll be nobody else in the apartment, but something will crash in the other room and I'll go out. Then there's anything there.
Nothing there.
I just kind of – yeah, it's a little weird, but I'm okay with that one. But the other night – and I did this with my daughter, so she saw it and she heard it. Okay. That I turned off all the lights except for one. And when yep. I have this little like piano that you have to plug in to actually turn it on, and it will make a noise when you press the button, but it has to be plugged in. It is not plugged in. And I would turn off the lights, and once I turn off the lights, I hear a ding from the piano. And then I turn the lights back on. There's nothing there. And I'll turn it off again, and it goes ding, and there's something, and it's something pressing on the piano. I go over to the piano and I press the buttons. Nothing comes out of it. Try
it
again.
You press the keys
ding,
and nothing comes out?
Nothing happens, Mace. Mm. Nothing.
You realize
why do you
this?
Have this piano?
Because it's just here.
It's a
it
piano
was left
that,
here.
The keys don't do anything? What do you have?
No,
in
you,
your house?
No. You have to plug it in and turn it on to make it
play
sound.
Oh, I see. So it's like a synthesizer.
Yeah, yeah. It's like an organ type thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
I think that ding could be coming from several other places, and you were just stoned.
No, I don't smoke.
No, that's not Bergman's jam.
Nope.
That's not his thing.
I don't drink alone, so I wasn't drunk.
Is there a way that you can record this in some way?
I can try it again. It didn't work last night. So it did on Sunday night and on Saturday night.
You need a curandera, bro.
What is a curandera?
So a curandera is somebody who comes and, you know, they cleanse your house. They do other things too, but this is one of the things that they do. So necesitas una curandera. She needs to go and sage out your place. And I told you. Yeah, you need sage, bro. You need a cleanse. You need good aura.
Yeah, you need sage
karma.
Bad, man.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
I made it really clear on the show that I hate Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Is everybody clear on it? There's no wiggle room, hate Halloween.
Yeah, that's just a brutal attitude. You're missing out on one of the really fun events in the year.
Can I ask you what the date is that you're supposed to take your big plastic spiders and your spider webs and your giant angry looking Satan figure and all that stuff? Is there
I'll
a point
a
where
week.
You're supposed
to I'll give you a week. Today is November 8th. You can start calling people out on it today.
So
that's it. My neighborhood, there's at least five houses. They're spider webs, and they got that cottony stuff in the bushes. Like, come on, move on. It's Christmas.
I'd say, Bergman, week to 10 days.
Yeah, that's about right. I had my stuff still up on Monday, and I got called out for it, so I took it all down.
Yeah,
you need, Mace, is a Jack Ireland. Our stuff was down on November 1.
Good for him. Yeah. When's the Christmas stuff go up?
Right after
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, day after Thanksgiving. Black Friday, we go to work.
You know, my brother, Travis, is a Christmas fanatic, and his apartment is completely decorated for Christmas already.
It's too early, Travis. You're that guy. The guy people all look at and talk about behind your back, you're that guy.
You know what they call it? They call it Christmas creep, how Christmas keeps getting earlier and earlier.
Travis, you are a Christmas creep.
No, I am pro-creep.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I'm in favor of
why don't you
Christmas
up,
creeping.
You don't have, like, Thanksgiving stuff?
Sure,
up?
I got a cornucopia or whatever the hell that thing is. But, I mean, what does that really do? I'm going to put my Christmas tree up this weekend.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
So, Michael Thompson's hanging out. So, we had Ike in here from Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
Brought some unbelievably good sandwiches. So good. Mm-hmm. Actually, you absconded with several of them, didn't you?
Well, now we're going to go to waste, and it's a send to waste food.
He's right.
Michael's just grabbing sandwiches.
Michael's 100% right.
Yeah.
So I decided, now you could do ham and bologna, and you could do all that stuff and make it a jokey
sandwich. Nobody would
sandwich.
Do bologna.
Yeah, but I wanted to make a sandwich that I would actually like and a sandwich that I will actually
eat.
Don't
tell me it's a vegan.
No, my God. I can't stand vegans. I really, I'm over the whole vegan people thing. They're too picky.
Oh, yeah.
They're just too picky.
So there's kind of, I'm guessing we have people we work with that are vegan. Yeah,
of course. They're everywhere. They're like cockroaches.
And I'm not sure this gluten-free thing is a thing either.
Either. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the sandwich. I'm pissing off people as I talk along here. So here's the sandwich. The Venice Mace is roast beef.
Ooh, yes.
On sourdough.
Good start.
With Swiss cheese, mm-hmm. lettuce, tomato, red onion, and creamy horseradish sauce.
That sounds delicious.
That does sound good.
Yeah, I would actually eat that. I would take a couple of things out, but I would.
What would you take out?
I would take out the red onion.
Oh, red onion really makes that sandwich.
Yeah. And I would take out, there was something else in there.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Yeah, I'm not a tomatoes guy.
Yeah. See, so I have a test kitchen at home, so I've been experimenting with different sandwiches, and this is the one I wound up with.
But test kitchen, huh?
I have a test kitchen, mm-hmm. just like Gordon Ramsay.
Who's your guinea pig? Who's your taster?
Juan, mm-hmm. Veronica, Sophie, and Ron. I have
so
four
Juan
tasters.
So Juan and three dogs.
Juan and three dogs are okay. my tasters.
If the dog doesn't cower in the corner, you know you're onto something?
Yes, absolutely.
Wait a minute. Okay. There's no provolone on this?
No, I went Swiss instead of provolone.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
I like ham and Swiss.
Michael,
like
if they let you have a sandwich, what is it? What are you putting on
it? It's a great question. I love turkey, but Ike said turkey's kind of bland and just boring.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like me, I guess. I guess it would be me. I would have turkey, avocado, a little lettuce, red onion, some peppercinis.
Peppercinis, I love.
Some tomatoes. I like tomatoes. And what else would I put on there? And maybe sprinkle in some red pepper flakes.
Oh, I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That's a spicy sandwich.
Yeah, but not too spicy.
You got the peppercinis and the red pepper?
Well,
the
peppercinis, they're not that spicy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It just gives a little kick to it.
Are peppercinis different? I'm just throwing this out there because I have a debate at home. Are peppercinis the same thing as jalapenos?
No.
There's a definite difference, right?
Yes.
Juan claims that peppercinis are just jalapenos in a different jar.
Aren't peppercinis, don't they taste like pepperoni on a pizza? Is it in the similar family?
No, it's like a spicy, it's in the ballpark of a jalapeno.
Not
but
as
I,
spicy.
They're slightly different.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
I think Coach Sean McVay is going to join us. New dad, Coach Sean McVay, is going to join us in just a minute here. And he's available right now. Joining us right now is brand new dad, Coach Sean McVay. Coach, congratulations.
Congrats,
man.
Coach.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
So when was Jordan born, today or yesterday?
Yesterday. He was born yesterday at 1:13 p.m. So
awesome.
It was a great day. Mom was a stud and, was amazing throughout the process. And, you know, the doctors and nurses were great. And so here he is. And now here we are getting ready for a great challenge this week.
Well, very happy for you and especially for Veronica because she did all the work. We saw you kind of gave us a hint last week that you were going to include your grandfather John's name in there. We've got Jordan John McVay. You going to call him Jordan? You going to call him JJ? You going to call him John? Or are you just going to let it play out?
I kind of like JJ. You know, I don't know. Usually the wife kind of decides on that, but JJ sounds cool to me. I think that's probably what I'll call him, you know, but we'll see. Usually those nicknames, you don't not always choose that. I'll see what his friends call him, but whatever his mother calls him is what I'll probably have to just follow suit on.
I'll tell you what, Sean, JJ McVay is tight.
That's catchy.
That is a great name. If it goes that way, that you're in great shape. All right, so congratulations. By the way, before we turn to football, did you find out from Veronica, do you have a diaper genie?
Oh, yeah, we got one. We're ready to go.
Okay, good.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Paul in Huntington Beach, you're on 710. Paul, what's going on? Don't ask us how we're doing.
Thanks, man. Listen, tonight is a huge night, right? Yep. I mean, Saturday night was absolutely heartbreaking. We got our dude, Kershaw, out there with his shoulder hanging on by a thread, and he had absolutely nothing, throwing BP. It was heartbreaking. It is what it is. But baseball and sports in general is about the narrative. And the narrative tonight is about the passing of the torch from one Hall of Famer to the next dude in the Dodger lore of pitching. And that's why that is none other than Bobby Miller.
Okay.
That was a
wait a second.
Great call.
But you know what that does?
You know what the setup is on that, Mace?
What?
The setup is game four. Who would be projected to start game four?
It's Kershaw.
Okay, right. So now the setup is Kershaw couldn't get out of the first inning.
Yep.
But they got no choice but to bring Kershaw back.
Yep.
They've won two straight games. It's 2-1. Kershaw's on the hill. Is Kershaw going to get through the first, or is Kershaw going to have a Kershaw-type performance? They're going to trot him back out there because now you don't like the symbolism. Now they owe it to him.
Yeah,
now they owe him a chance to at least make up for what he created.
By the way, I could give a damn about owing him or legacy, all that stuff. I mean, it's about winning, right? And here's what Dave Roberts says. He says there's certain people that get you here that have to get you across the finish line, and that is his role on this ball club. What I do know, for us to accomplish what we want to this year, we're going to need Clayton Kershaw to start baseball games.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Cappy.
Yo.
Growl.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
So this is a new bit now. When the Lakers or anything kind of pushes the schedule up, there's like a Cappy thing.
Right. No, it's all the shows.
We need
are
a
sort
name, though. We need a name.
Fusion. It's the Fusion.
I like that. The Cappy
Fusion.
Fusion's
good.
I like the Fusion.
Fusion.
John, you like
good.
The Fusion?
We're stealing it from 5-7.
No, they do Flex
they
Alert.
They used to use it all the time.
Oh, did they ever use Fusion?
Maybe that's why you liked
anymore,
it, Mace.
Though. I don't think they do it anymore.
No, they say Flex Alert, but...
Flex Alert.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Oh, okay, got it. No, I think we're going to do some of this, right? We're going to do some of this Flex Alert stuff.
Well,
Fusion
no, Fusion.
Stuff. Fusion. Whatever
I mean,
the hell it is.
I'm fine stealing their name.
It's like a total mix-up, right? It's a mix-up.
But unlike what's going on at that radio station today where everyone's making excuses... We're going to give you real Dodgers talk here today.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Michael's games are really good.
My games are better than yours.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Prove it
next
week. Because I think you never...
I disagree. I think Michael's games are better than yours.
No way. You never won on my games because you have to think, and that's a problem with you.
No,
you don't think.
I like Pepe's potpourri better.
Better than my games.
Next Thursday, I will give potpourri another chance. All right?
Potpourris are good.
Greg, what are you... Be honest.
No,
what
you
do
like
you think? I say Pepe's potpourri are too esoteric.
I do not like the potpourri.
Greg.
I love you, Pepe. Greg, not your games.
Greg, you won the last potpourri with Elvis Presley over everything.
Of course, with Elvis. But no, I prefer Michael's
you
games about something specific.
You won Pepe's potpourri.
Just because I win doesn't mean they're good games.
No, because you have to think, you guys.
But it's all over the place, and you know what? It has no...
Potpourris are all over the place.
I understand.
Who was the mayor of Mexico City in 1952?
Yeah, come on.
I never said that. My questions are very...
Who recorded Tijuana Brass with Herb Albert in 1952?
Wrong one. The Paul Anka one you did was wrong.
No way.
Paul Anka wrote My Way.
No way.
Yes.
I can prove it to you.
I've talked to Paul Anka directly. I interviewed him. He says he wrote
It's Your
My
Lie
way.
Tomorrow.
That's so
not a lie.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Yes.
No. Yes.
And the question
you
that I ask
you, potpourri
Herb Albert, I ask you, where was Herb Albert from? East Los Angeles. You guys couldn't say that.
Yeah. Right.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
I was in the blue tent yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yep. And I may have just a slight concussion. Had a little accident this weekend.
Really? What happened?
Yep. I fell off the bed.
Hmm.
When was the last time you fell out of your bed, rolled over and fell out of your bed?
Maybe when I was 6. Yeah, we had bunk beds. My brother eventually couldn't sleep in the top bunk because he would roll off the top bunk to the floor plunk, so he got the lower. So how the hell did it happen, man?
Dude, I was in this weird dream, okay?
Yep.
I was having this really weird dream where Rachel was telling me that we were in a department store. This was the dream. And we're in this department store, and there's this like circular clothing rack, you know?
Okay, right.
And she went to put her hand in there, and she said there was something in there that was like sucking her down into this thing, you know?
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, hold on, let me go take a look at this. This is all in my dream. I woke up, I knew every detail.
Yeah.
I reached my left hand in. I was sleeping on my back. I reached my left hand in the dream, and the next thing you know, it was like this very fast twitch sort of violent movement where I like jumped up and then I rolled over and then I fell out of the bed and then I whacked my head on the nightstand and then I'm laying there on the floor, butt naked,
right?
I'm laying there on the floor, on my back, and she's like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, I mean, I think I'm okay.
Took you a minute.
Like, what happened here?
Yeah.
You know? And then I, like, came to, and the next thing you know, we're the two of us are hysterical laughing, but it's not so funny anymore, because now I think I'm mildly concussed.
Right.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Let me ask you a question first. Yes. You know that Mason and Juan... Mm-hmm. And Lisa and I went to Craig's.
I know. You guys went. Yeah. Thanks for the invite. Jeez.
Okay. No, but here's the thing. Did you tell him who we saw?
No.
Okay. Greg?
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
This is. So the reason Mason wanted to go to Craig's is it's kind of a Hollywood hotspot.
Yes.
And he wanted to see famous people.
All the hot celebs.
Greg, if I was to be able to pick a famous person to see in person from anyone in the world.
You.
Anyone,
you specifically.
Me specifically.
Kate Beckinsale.
She was there.
She was there.
No way.
She was there.
And Lisa was the one who spotted
and
her.
And I have no idea how she picked her out of the crowd, but it was definitely Kate Beckinsale. I was amazed. What are the odds that we go to dinner at Craig's and see John's all-time favorite?
Now, did you talk to her?
No, I threatened to walk over to her, and Lisa got mad. She goes, I'm walking out.
I almost walked out. I didn't want you to... extend yourself to. I was going to say, here's $100. Go talk to Dave Beckinsale.
You should have done that.
I would have done it for.
Would you have done it?
Yeah, and Lisa.
I had $100 in my pocket.
And Lisa would have said, okay, for $100, you can go do it.
Yeah, I just felt like it would be so awkward. Like, how do you walk up to somebody in the middle of a restaurant?
It was funny. We were walking out. The four of us were walking out. It's a big restaurant. We were one of the outside rooms.
Uh-huh.
And which was really fun, by the way. Craig's is great.
Yeah, it's the chicken parm, unbelievable.
But so we were walking back through the main restaurant, and two of the managers came up to us and go, "Hey, you're Steve and John, right?" And so they were like thanking us for coming in. And Lisa goes, "I cannot believe this." And I said, "What?" She goes, "Look over there. Look who's here." And I just went, "No effing way."
Yep.
And so we were standing with the managers, and it would have put them in a weird spot. For us to go over and interrupt her and interrupt her dinner and do all that stuff, but it was it was very funny that she was the one really famous person we saw.
The only other person we saw, and I had no idea who this was, Lisa Rinna's daughter was apparently sitting
Juan
right behind.
I don't know who Lisa Rinna is.
Juan and Lisa recognized her right away. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You don't know her?
I don't know who Lisa Rinna is.
Join the club. I don't. Oh, you know who Lisa Rinna is?
Lips.
Have you ever seen a duck?
A duck?
She's got the big lips.
I'm sure if I saw a picture of it, I'd know, but I don't know who that is.
Go Google her. Just type in Lisa Rinna, R-I-N-N-A.
I'm still putting together the liners and
she's
stuff.
She's the original lips.
Yeah, from Melrose Place.
From Melrose.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
What?
Ramona now says, everything you just described happened on White Lotus, even the scattering of the ashes on the boat.
Did you watch
the
show?
Did you pretend this or were you too high? Yeah.
Did you fall asleep and thought that you were dreaming about White Lotus and it was you inside the show? Look at your face. I think he did. I think mobile absolutely caught you.
Is this the lie of the day today?
No.
Oh.
No lie today.
By the way, this, I will get a text from Juan. This is 100% true. That lady's
while
husband
you were sleeping.
Was dead.
While you were sleeping.
He was dead.
Oh, that's funny.
It's not the plot of White Lotus.
Flat out calling you out.
Yeah, good, good. She'll be here tomorrow. We'll go toe-to-toe on that
one. You'll have to deal
one.
With Ramona tomorrow. Will, yeah. Ramona, there'll be a dealing with you.
Yeah, I'm going to send a text.
Talking to.
I'm going to send a text to Juan. Verifying the woman with the dead husband at the hotel in Hawaii.
I will wait until Juan responds.
Okay, good.
All right, so Juan got back to you.
Right.
Oh, this is from White Lotus.
Whoa.
What happened?
Okay, so here's...
I'm confused. It's a different story.
I may have embellished.
Oh! So you did watch an episode of White Lotus high and you thought it was you.
Here's what he says. When we were in Hawaii one time, there was a woman across the pool crying really, really loud. And I went to her and said, I don't know you, but you need help. I asked if I could help her and give her a hug. She said her husband died the night before in their room. So we helped her all day before her friend could arrive and she got pretty drunk. Her friend came and said, oh, no, she just got out of rehab and they invited us to scatter his ashes. Mm. Now, we didn't.
Oh, good for you.
There you go. You just said you did.
Yeah, we did
need
it.
The Photoshop.
He says they invited us to scatter his ashes, but we both got seasick, so we couldn't go.
Right. Oh. And by the way, the her getting out of rehab drinking is also part of the equation that you left out.
Yeah, that was an important part.
I'd forgotten that she got drunk.
So you envisioned that you went to scatter someone's ashes?
I think we were invited to scatter her ashes.
Right, but you said you went, so that was the White Lotus confusion.
My recollection is that we went.
You don't remember being on a boat.
No, I don't remember everything.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Hey, Ireland, I got to wrap this because I got to race to my car so I can hear all this stupidity.
As you know, I don't know why you're in a big hurry. I like to stay for as long as possible on crosstalks, and the fact that you're rushing these two out of the studio is very unprofessional. I think you should take a trophy and throw it in the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, where's the EAP, Bergman?
Yeah, EAP. I want to talk to the EAP person on the air.
That would be brilliant.
The EAP. You can record the person. No, they're okay with it.
Get it on play. Get the EAP for Ireland. He needs it. Yeah, this man's working too hard. He's throwing trophies around.
Why are we doing it?
But Bergman's like seriously offended that I threw that trophy.
I was totally stunned.
I mean, listen. We should play it back later.
It was on YouTube.
We should play it back because the reaction I didn't watch it on YouTube, but I heard the reaction on the air, and you could hear people being stunned in the studio.
I was like,
I'd like to hear
what'd
you just do?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
It was not your trophy.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
you want to hear it though. You can see him take it out of Sliwa's hand and throw it at the wall.
Oh, by the way, Eric Herrera just tweeted this. Big E in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. To all of us, he says, if L.A. Ireland walked into a dispensary, they'd think it was a raid about to go down.
Yeah, that's probably true.
All right, coming up next for you, Shadano and Cap, we're back tomorrow at... Oh, we got our big panel tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They didn't invite a Hispanic person on those panels. You better bring
that
up.
Correct?
In Los Angeles.
Will you come?
No, I am not coming. I'm boycotting.
Drawing the line?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Go mention that. Why wasn't there a brown person on these panels?
It's going to be my lead. I'm leading.
Seriously.
With that.
If not, I'm never doing crosstalk again.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to lead.
What happens if we never have to crosstalk again? I'll do it right now.
Throw a trophy.
Yeah. I'll throw it at a brown person.
Seriously.
Will that end crosstalk?
Seriously. No, then you're really in trouble.
Yeah, then you are in big trouble.
Yeah. All right.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Yeah, that's really not my thing. Yeah,
Heaven isn't too far. That one?
Maybe we'll slip a little in for you.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Just
a little bit.
A little white snake.
So yesterday, did Jeremy tell the story?
Really? It's 11:16.
I know.
White snakes. What's the big song? Here we go.
Yeah, that's not why it was funny. Because Momo, said it, she wanted a reaction out of me.
Got it.
I got one.
So Momo was all over me yesterday on the on the text about a story that I told. Do you know this story, Morales?
They're having their own story, but it was amazing.
We'll play Whitesnake at 11:30 or 1:30.
11:30 is a while ago.
So, Momo, yesterday I told the story about the...
We lost her.
She's
gone. Be sure to mark this for Mandy's 3.
Oh, man.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
We're talking to Rui Hachimura, who has re-signed with the Lakers after being traded here in the middle of last season and playing so well. All right, Rui, let's get to the important stuff. 8 months ago, I got a Labradoodle named Murphy, and we're training him. But, man, he is a ball of energy. If I don't give him something to chew, he chews up all my TV remotes. I understand that you have a doodle. Tell me about your doodle and tell me how it's going so far. How old is your doodle?
Okay, my golden doodle. He's a golden doodle.
Yeah.
He's 2 years old, and he actually came from – I took him from South Dakota. He's from a countryside, you know.
Yeah.
I found him online, and the next day, I don't know, I fell in love with him. And the next day, I flew my assistant to South Dakota, and I took him. And
How's it going so far?
Good. It's been great. You know, he's just a good dog. You know, he loves humans. You know, he always want to do something. But, you know, I think it's just the dog is like, you know, like a little kid. So, you know, just got to discipline a little bit. You know, it's just when you teach him, like, you know, when he was young, you know, they would learn. And they never was like, you know, fuck it up, anything like that, do bad things, you know, nothing. So you just got to discipline, and then we're going to be fine.
Rui, what's your doodle's name? And is it true that he got a Lakers jersey today?
Yes, he has. Yeah, his name is Jake. Yeah, he has my jersey. Yeah, he has my jersey 28, and they say Rui.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, we look forward to meeting Jake one day. All right.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Not to get schmaltzy, but we actually all get along really well. I've worked at stations where there is great conflict between shows and hosts and all that stuff. There really is nothing going on here. Everybody gets along. And by the way, it includes Jorge and Laura and Lindsay and every. I mean, it is a family, right? And you can come out and hang out with the family Friday night.
Exactly.
Absolutely. That's everybody that we that comes. We interact with them. We have a great time with them. You can talk to people like Crypto Ray and Casper Villa.
Yeah, Crypto Ray is a great guy.
Yeah, well, he won Listener of the Year because of he's at every single event.
Yep.
And we're everybody every time we see him, like, hey, what's up, Ray? Like, it's just a normal conversation with them, and that's with everybody.
When's Pepe going to get his Mandy Award? He shows up at every one of our events.
Well, he's not a fan. He is a part of the team.
Yeah, he is part of the team. So he deserves a Mandy.
Yeah, he's actually going to be doing play-by-play along with Chris Morales.
Yeah. I hope
he's going to be doing the
Pepe takes the lead on that. Yeah. I hope Pepe takes the lead on that.
Not the same more story.
More Pepe, less Morales.
Well, you're not going to get a lot of the same stories. You might get the same sayings.
Bam!
You're
bam!
Not
a few
the of those. Same story.
You're gutless.
Not the same saying.
It's a final.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
John, you know, one of the things that I am going to be the first one to is the chip in the head.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
I am of the belief that the people, the class of people that get the chip in the head and have the internet right in their brain are the ones that are going to rule the world. Here's the thing. It's not a DIY project.
Yeah, I would think not.
There is a scientist, believe it or not, named Michael Raduga, who performed surgery on himself at home and implanted a chip into his brain. He has no qualifications to perform neurosurgery. He spent 10 hours using paper clips to hold his scalp in place while he bored a hole in his head with a drill he purchased at a hardware store. Why would somebody do this so reckless? To implant a chip that he hopes will one day control his dreams. Now, I am not going to use paper clips to insert a chip into my brain.
I hope not. I can't think of a practical purpose for a chip in your head.
Knowing everything.
Well, you think you know everything now.
Right, but I actually would. I actually would know anything.
Didn't what do you do when the thing goes haywire?
What, John, what do we do when you just reboot?
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
If you can survive for 20 minutes against one of these four animals, but you get to pick which one? Tiger, grizzly bear, hippo, alligator. Let's assume for the sake of the question that you're in the animal's preferred environment.
Okay.
That makes it so much harder.
Right.
Grizzly.
Here's the thing. Hippo out. One of the meanest animals that are out there. Yeah. No way I'm getting
anywhere near. Are hippos
near
fast?
Yes. Extremely fast.
Not as fast as you think.
Oh, yes, they are.
No,
hippo's the right.
Hippo is not the right answer. Hippos are vicious.
I'll send you a video.
I think it's alligator by default. You can't beat the tiger. You can't beat the grizzly bear, and you can't beat the hippo. The alligator, you might have a puncher's chance.
So as the only guy here who's been to a hippo reserve, I can tell you they're not as scary as you're thinking they are. Not
sure.
Ring.
I mean, obviously, you're not going into the enclosure.
No, you are feeding the hippos. You feed them. They eat like bananas and all kinds of stuff like that. And they don't particularly strike me as mean. So I would take the hippo.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
He does.
So you
are you going to do it?
You said you wanted to see me do
yes.
the rap.
Bring
me. I have not done it in many years, but I'm going to attempt it.
This is my Christmas present.
Okay, yeah, consider
let's
it.
Let's go.
All right, so.
You got to do the background. Can you
No, I don't need the background. So, I don't think I need the background.
Okay.
All right, so.
I got you if you do.
Okay, no, I think I've got it. All right, so let me try, and I'll crash and burn it at some point.
Oh, that'll be better.
You can't do anything past the first verse because he starts swearing.
Should we stand up?
No. So,
I'm a mama on this one. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Come on.
Okay. So here we go. Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking. How? Everybody's joking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Blow. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, here goes rabbit. He choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up that easy. No, he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter. He's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so sad because he knows if he goes back to the mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. He better, oh, what's the last one? He better capture this moment and not let it pass him. You better lose yourself. Woo! Wow. So that's about a B, right?
That was good.
That's about a B. I petered out at the end.
That was more like a spoken word.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not Eminem.
I know, but we were like a poetry jam.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he is. He's a big poet. Yeah.
Halfway through, I realized you weren't reading these.
No,
that's
he's got it.
In your head, and right. I'm like, that's an A for me, because you weren't reading that.
Yeah.
O'Shea Jackson says, I almost crashed my car. Way to go, John. Yes!
That was for you, Shay. That's my early Christmas
present for you. You know what my favorite part was? The way you started and just leaned in. You were like, yo.
Yeah. Well, I definitely do not have his rhythm, but I love his verse. So there you go, Mama. That's my gift to you.
Wow. That was fantastic.
Okay.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
By the way, I got a lot to get off my chest.
Yeah.
Mason, what is wrong with you?
What?
You had a primo seat for the comeback last night, and you left at halftime.
I will leave at halftime every game.
No, wait a minute. You said, did he not say earlier this week, I'm staying for the whole game?
Staying for the whole game.
And we said, no. And I threatened to bet money, and
you
I said,
did it.
I said, I won't bet because if I do bet, you would have stayed,
I would have been there for the post-game press conference for the right price.
How do you leave the first game at half?
Do you walk out of a movie halfway through?
No, but
what are you doing?
Here's the thing. It's very inconvenient time-wise.
Why?
Why?
It's inconvenient for everyone.
For example, last night.
Last night was a perfect night. So I saw the first half, very entertaining half of basketball. I got in the car at halftime. I blew right by you. Got to the car, drove home. I was in bed by the end of the third quarter. I was stoned, and I was eating pizza. Stoned, eating pizza.
But you
in
missed
the, third
the
quarter
best
of the game.
Part.
I saw the best part.
Well, yeah, I mean, you saw it on TV.
Correct.
This is the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Well, I proactively went to SteveMason.com.
And there's a voiceover.
Yes,
demo,
there is.
Which we played, and I thought it was brilliant. Now, we played Bergman's, which I also thought was fantastic.
Bergman's was good.
Yeah, really good. Wait a minute. Why? Do you think his was better than mine?
Yes.
That is offensive.
It's true.
Offensive.
His had a wider variety of voices. There was more versatility shown in Bergman's.
Oh, I so disagree.
You know what was interesting about yours?
What?
Your Midwest came through in your demo.
Yeah, that's actually one thing that came up a lot when I've been doing voiceover stuff is my Midwest. Like, for example,
when did you record that?
Oh, God, 10 years ago?
Yeah, see, it was probably a little while ago.
Yeah, I think my Midwest accent, although there's still certain words that the Midwest accent comes out on, like, M-O-M for you is...
Mom.
And I say it's mom.
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 Yeah.
I went to college.
You're listening to the Mason and Ireland Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
So, I'm very disappointed in Morales.
Whoa, very disappointed
in Morales.
Yeah?
I heard our little return, you know, our intro there.
Uh-huh.
At no point did he mention that today is the conclusion of a 58-show streak. I went basically 3 months without taking a day off.
It's a big deal.
I mean, it's a big deal to you.
It's a record for me.
It's a big deal.
For you.
It's a record.
For you.
For what do you mean, for me?
It's not a record. It's a record for you. It is your personal record. It's a PR.
So
it's a personal record,
matters.
But does anybody else do 3 months without a day off?
Do you want to get Travis back in here?
Has Travis done it?
He does it all the time.
3 months without
he
a day off?
He takes off like 2 days in the entire year.
Yeah, so he's the except. But I mean,
he also works weekends.
Of the
Brian, how many days in a row have you worked?
Every day.
Yeah.
Greg, how many days have you worked? Oh, I work all the time, every day. Momo, how many days in a row do you work?
I take days off.
Yeah.
I take days off. I don't have a show every day.
In the last DeAndre, how many days off do you take?
I'm not a good example.
Whoa.
Cody, how many days off do you take?
In the last 3 months, of the middays, afternoons, of all that,
I'm proud of you.
I won $100,000 mythical dollars.
Yes,
because Ireland said there's no way I would do it.
Yeah, and you lost $100,000, so you're basically staying.
Yeah, but still, I won this particular bet. $100,000.
$100,000.
Yeah, $100,000 mythical dollars.
It is a nice thing for you. $100,000. Congratulations, but it's not like a record.
I think it is.
It's a personal record.
Well, everybody's got to keep track of it now. Let's see who has the longest. I'm telling
you. You know what? You need a goal board.
Yes.
You know, you need a board in
That's
here.
That's what I'm seeking.
Put a little sticker
I'm
every time you show up.
I'm seeking affirmation, and I'm not getting it.
I'm saying,
let me get you some green stars.
Yes.
Everybody, we're gonna get a board,
green?
Okay?
Yep.
And every day that you're here, you put a green star, and every day that you're not here, you put like a yellow star.
Why green?
Right.
So that we can see the streaks.
So here's
let's
what
have
I'll,
a streak.
Do like gold or purple?
Here's what I'll say. My rep is that I take too much vacation time,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why I did the streak.
Yeah.
I'm trying to change, you know this, Mark. I'm trying to change the narrative.
You're changing the narrative,
yeah.
And you're also, you're proving it to yourself, too.
Correct. That so I can do it.
And that's going to do it. It is a final. For 2023, thank you for listening to Mason and Ireland, Best of 2023, presented by ZipRecruiter.
Powered by ZipRecruiter. Looking to grow your team in 2024? Right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Steve and John will be back Tuesday, January 2nd, to begin their 20th year here at ESPN Los Angeles. The biggest show on the radio, Mason and Ireland. Up next, it is college football action, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, courtesy of ESPN Radio, presented here locally on 710 by our friends at Celsius Essential Energy. Enjoy the game at KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station.